This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Jeff Flax, who is the CEO of Hartford Healthcare. And Hartford Healthcare is one of the largest organizations in health in America. And we're going to talk about your transformation of the organization. And we're talking about also what you're doing in healthcare. So first talk about what the system is.
Sure. Our system today, Robert, is about $4.5 billion. We have 377 locations, 30,000 staff members who work for us. But most importantly, why I believe we're a model is our system's organized on primary care, specialty care, urgent care, outpatient rehabilitative services, centers of excellence. We're not a hospital-based system, but we're a system of care organized by our programs, and we deliver a very different level of service.
And as a matter of fact, most hospitals, most of their business will come from the hospitals, but that's not the case with you.
Over the last decade, we've transformed our health system. Today, 52% of the revenue in our system is outside of the hospital. And that's been very purposeful. We have to transform. We've disrupted ourselves. So today, we have outpatient imaging centers, outpatient surgery centers, urgent care centers. So things that would have traditionally been done in the hospital are now being done in the community more accessibly, more affordably, and with higher, more demonstrated, clear examples of quality.
And we're going to talk in depth about the transformation that you've been involved with for a dozen years. But let's just throw the start of a conversation. What's wrong with healthcare in America today?
Look, first of all, I think it's about access. Right? People wait too long for healthcare today, and care is not coordinated. So the nature of episodic healthcare doesn't allow people with chronic disease to be treated in a thoughtful way, planful way. We don't have evidence-based medicine driving all of our decisions. Secondly, there's great inefficiencies. So there's care being delivered in the wrong settings.
What do you mean the wrong settings?
So often in places that are more costly. Mm-hmm. Often in settings that aren't built to do it with maximum efficiency. So as an example, today, you know, we've moved virtually every one of our colonoscopies into community-based endoscopy centers where they do it exceptionally well, beautiful quality and results, the highest level of patient experience, and it's done more affordably. You can learn from that very specific example and apply it across a multitude of services in healthcare today in America.
Mm. So that's the first part, which is quality. Let's talk about the economics of healthcare. You know, it's what is it 17.6% of the GDP,
that's
something
massive.
Like that, and it seems that the costs keep escalating. And when you look at America in the continuum of the world, we're paying more for healthcare than almost anywhere else, and yet we don't have the highest quality outcomes.
That's why I believe you have to restructure the delivery system itself. So if you look at our system as one example, we've built in the last 18 months 22 urgent care centers. They're now doing about 240,000 visits. Those visits are about $110 or so per visit.
Mm-hmm.
In the emergency department, those visits, which we call level one or level two visits, might have been $1,500. So it's about being disruptive. We have to become our own substitute for care. So if we can move many of our surgeries, many of our procedures, many levels of care to the right cost setting, we can dramatically drive down the cost of care. Secondly, we have to put in place care management systems so that we're providing preventive health and wellness. And we're taking people who have chronic diabetes, people who have a whole series of diagnoses that they're working through. And if we can have health coaches in place and healthcare team and coordinators, we can ensure that preventively we can provide care more affordably and prevent hospital admissions, hospital readmissions, and more intensive levels of care from occurring.
And is there any role that you see insurance playing in this, and tort reform in the economics?
Absolutely. We have to change the incentives in healthcare. And we have to move from being traditional fee-based systems who get paid for what they do to being systems that ultimately achieve success by impacting the cost and quality of health care. So we here at Hartford HealthCare have started a Medicare Advantage health plan. And it's our first foray into being providing an insured product, but we're doing it with the Tufts Health Plan out of Massachusetts, who's one of the region's only five-star certified Medicare Advantage plans. They're bringing the expertise and how to provide the insurance kind of support, and we're bringing the delivery system. And together, we're endeavoring to provide care for a population more affordably, more accessibly, and to have demonstrated quality.
And what should a CEO's role be in this transformation of healthcare in America?
To me, we have to set a vision. We have to be willing to disrupt ourselves. We have to embrace it.
And when you say we, you're saying the hospital systems have to be a key driver there.
I would characterize it as the health systems.
Okay, the health systems.
We never characterize.
Excuse me, because as a matter of fact, that's your whole message, that you're not a hospital system.
That's exactly
pardon me.
Right.
I'm just so used to the old vernacular.
And today, we have 377 locations,
yep.
But 8 hospital campuses.
Yep.
Right, so we're and when you think about the hundreds of thousands and millions of patient encounters we have, but the hospital accounts for about 100,000 of them. Mm-hmm. So it really is focusing on the fact that the way we impact care, the way we change people's lives, it's done in the home through home care. It's done through telehealth capabilities. It's done in physician offices and in interventional settings that are community-based. But what I say, this notion of disruption, mm-hmm. I do believe the status quo needs to change dramatically. So people who are in my capacity, CEOs of health systems, we should be embracing change. We should be accelerating change and recognizing what we're doing today and how we're doing it gets the results that we currently achieve. They're not good enough. So to change, we have to change something.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jeff Flax, who is the CEO of Hartford Health. So let's now shift over to something big that you've done. And everyone who's going through a transformation, incredible story, really. You've been on this transformation of the entire health system for about a dozen years. Talk through the before, what it was like, what your actions were, and then talk into the types of results you achieved.
Robert, I often describe it as, you know, we had to break it in order to build it. So our health system looks like the vast majority in the country. We have legacy organizations that have hundreds of years of history, and we have, whether it's the home health agencies, whether it's our assisted living facilities, whether it's our outpatient rehab centers, they came into this health system with traditional practices, traditional leadership teams, their own governance systems in place. So if we were going to build a health system designed around access, quality, affordability, we had to break all of those old practices. We had to divorce ourselves of what was and create what we wanted it to be. So for many years, and I think the last decade, I often look, like we had to break it. Now we're building it, and we're optimizing it. And we've put in a single electronic health record that goes across all 377 locations. We've empowered and engaged our consumers in a way like never before, and we're starting to demonstrate true value to the people we serve.
Talk about how you're empowering everyone.
Sure. So we have an electronic health record that sits on the person's phone. And today they have something we created here at Hartford HealthCare called Image Connect. So every one of their image studies, radiology studies, sits today in that record. They have the physician notes. They have the actual images. And they're now partners in care. So they have all of their connectivity with their entire team of caregivers. They're at the center of it. And they are now empowered. They have their lab results. They have all of their test results and all of their physician notes. So I'm so excited because we're doing things now by making our patients, our consumers, our partners, that they're driving their own decision-making based on transparency.
So how do you really have that transparency? Do you involve the family members, the community? How does this, because a lot of times you're dealing with elderly.
Correct.
Also, and people who are undergoing issues, so they're not fully cognizant.
You're absolutely correct. We engage the family. We engage the people who support and help them in their lives with complete transparency. The only way for us to drive real quality improvement, to drive true access, is if we're transparent. So one way is through this electronic health record, mm-hmm. and the fact that we've activated it now 24 hours a day on their phone, and we've created connectivity so they can text, actually, our providers. And we have commitments in our system that we guarantee within 48 hours they will hear back from us.
So we have 1 minute before break. Any advice quickly to CEOs when they want to transform an organization?
I think, first of all, you have to have a great vision, a clear vision. You have to have the courage to be disruptive, and you have to build the right team around you who shares that ambition. And in our system, we went out and brought people together with different levels of experience, but who had a great mantra to create this. And we built a board and a governance structure and a management team that was centered around this operating model that has propelled us to create this health system.
And by the way, you just have one board. Each hospital does not have its own board, or each
Correct.
Entity does not.
Correct.
We've
created regions today as opposed to entities. We don't want a four-wall mentality. We want our governance to look at our geographies that we serve and ensuring that we're making the difference that we commit to.
Okay. Robert Reese on the CEO Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jeff's leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jeff Flax, who is the CEO of Hartford Health, one of the leading healthcare organizations in America. But not only that, really a model that America could become, right?
We do believe that.
Okay. So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. You've been numerous times CEO, COO. You've been with the system since 2004. And you actually recruited and brought in the person who you worked for as well. And talk about your whole philosophy on leading an organization.
Sure. So for the last 12 years, we had a phenomenal CEO who was my partner, Elliot Joseph. And I give great recognition to Elliot as a great thought leader and as somebody who really challenged the conventional. And I had the privilege to be his partner for that period of time and to now be his successor as the CEO. And my philosophy is very clear, particularly in the work we do, which is we're driven by our values, and we're driven by integrity, and we're driven by an organization that lives its values each and every day in the work that we do. At the same time, we've set a bold and courageous ambition for this organization, and I do believe that this is our moment. I mean, we have this privilege and this responsibility to impact everybody's lives in our state, in Connecticut, by creating a health system that can be their partner and that can improve and allow them to maximize the life that they live. So, I believe that it's about discretionary effort, and it's really about embracing our community.
And what's on your dashboard, you know, every day when you get up? And I know a lot of hospitals, they have 64, 89 things, a ton. But what's like the one or two most important things as a leader?
So I would say this, at a high level, broad level, it's about ensuring that we are driving access, we're improving quality, that we're moving this agenda, this organization forward in a very real way. But in addition to that, I feel a great sense of responsibility of corporate citizenship as an economic driver within our region, that we are serving as a job creator, an innovator, that we're attracting companies and people and ideas to this region, and that we're using the strength of our organization as a nearly $5 billion operation with 30,000 some odd people who work here to actually drive the global economic health in addition to the core services we provide of this region.
When you think about your leadership, everyone has challenges. Share with me something that was a really tough challenge that you learned the lesson from.
Sure. So to me, every system achieves what it's designed to do. So in our early years of building Hartford Healthcare, we were working with a different governance structure, a different leadership structure. And what I learned is we needed to disrupt it. And if we had to do it again, I think we would have done it even faster. Because once we built the system in a thoughtful, logical way, built to achieve the results that we desired to, we started to move much faster, much more efficiently, much more effectively. In our early years, we were trying to achieve this vision, but we were doing it through a system that was built 100 years earlier that wasn't set up for that level of success.
So what's the conversation you have with your executive team, with your board, with the CNAs you meet on the all around your ED? when you're talking about doing disruptive change, how do you engage people so they're not afraid of it?
It's about our vision. So our vision is to be most trusted for personalized coordinated care. Every decision we make, every investment we make, every hire we make, it all comes back to that vision. So we're zealots for the vision.
So when you go into a meeting, you will go bring everyone back, say, let's revisit the vision.
It's why we're here. It's what our purpose is. It's what we're trying to achieve. So we need to ensure that we have 30,000 people committed to the vision, ambassadors for this organization, and who believe deeply in what we're trying to achieve and understand the why.
That's a good one. Understand the why. How do you get people to understand the why?
It's hard work. We're using today an organization like ours that's so distributed across a broad geography in many locations. We use social media. We use all types of digital techniques. We physically bring people together in many different forums. But a huge portion of my time and what I do is communicate. And communicating the why and helping people really engage with what we're trying to accomplish. We need their discretionary effort. And we've built a system that has clear leadership behaviors, and we ensure those leadership behaviors are embedded in how we run this organization.
Let's talk about you personally. I know you're big on teamwork, you're big on basketball.
And so I played competitive sports growing up. I think where it's relevant to what we do, healthcare is a team sport. Right? No one person is going to achieve the type of great impact we aspire for. It's going to be driven by teams. And you think about the miracles that occur in healthcare. I mean, the incredible work that's done clinically, that's driven by incredible teamwork. So we want to build a culture that values team, embraces team, recognizes, rewards team.
So tell everyone more about yourself as a CEO, the personal side of Jeff Flax.
You know, I'm enormously humbled to be in this position and have this opportunity. I grew up the son of two parents who were public school teachers, who had a great sense of community, who had a great respect for making a difference where we lived, where we worked. And I see what we do here in our system. And we have an enormous opportunity to impact our community. And for me, it's the greatest privilege, the greatest personal experience I have is seeing the people right around you, the very wall that sits behind us. These are friends. These are people we've helped in different moments of despair. It's the greatest privilege of my life.
So let's go back to succession. And when you talked about, you have 2 minutes left, it was obviously very successful what the two of you did. What advice do you have to CEOs about succession?
I really recognize Elliot Joseph, my predecessor. He had a great, clear perspective that what he was working to do was going to be far greater than his own personal impact. So I think he felt his greatest job, most important job, ultimately at some point, was to groom, develop, create his successor. And I give our board great recognition for having the foresight to be committed to that succession, to have great clarity around it, and to develop me so I would be ready at the right time. And we don't consider our succession, both Elliot and me, as a disruption, but it's an evolution. And it's really just a continuation of what we've done, and we're accelerating it.
Yeah, that's interesting how you've talked about disruption, but when you involve everyone, and listen here, CEOs, got 600,000 of you listening in, when you want to disrupt, have a really strong vision. So you've 1 minute left. You talked about the future of healthcare. Let's revisit it. What's your vision for healthcare in America?
So I believe it's got to be driven by organizations like ours. We're going to create the reform. So my vision is an organization like ours, we've built a system of care, and we've built an ecosystem. I often compare it to something like the Apple ecosystem, to where people use different components of Apple because of the interoperability, and it produces a more efficient, better, higher level of satisfaction. That's what we're creating here. People will make choices to use our services because we can demonstrate it's safer. It's more higher level of quality. We can do it more efficiently and more affordable because of the ecosystem we've created. And I believe across America, that's what health systems should be creating.
And there you have it. Jeff, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My honor. Thank you.
Would you you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
America, I'm Robert Greason. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kay Koplovitz. How are you, Kay?
Feeling really good today.
And Kay's feeling really good because she's had two great successes. Now, most people know that you were the founder of USA Networks, and so that had huge success, transformed everything in television, and ended up selling for $4.5 billion. However, your second act, Springboard Enterprises, I'm going to take a stab and say I think that's even more significant in what's happened in society.
Well, I think because it is a group, a network of women entrepreneurs in technology and life sciences who are transforming industries, I think you're right. The long-term impact will be even greater because it's multiplied through almost 800 entrepreneurs now and what they're doing to transform different industries. And so, yes, I believe it will have a greater impact. However, USA wasn't just a company. It was really launching an industry. It was the first one out there with satellite delivered to the cable systems for basic cable and really started the industry. So, you know, that had a bigger impact. And, hey, that $4.5 billion, that was when it was a lot of money.
Then $4.5 billion was. So let's talk about your original vision. And I know you're a Michigan State Spartan, as I am, and it was really like in your thesis that you came up with the satellite concept. Talk about how the vision emerged and what made it so successful.
Well, when I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin, I really took a trip to Europe, backpack and, you know, student traveling. And I was in London, and I heard a lecture by a famous science fiction writer about geosynchronous orbiting satellites. I popped in and heard this lecture, and I thought, oh, my God, this is really powerful. That was, of course, Arthur C. Clarke.
Wow.
Who is there are many of us in this industry, in the satellite industry and then the telecommunications industry, who are devotees of Arthur C. Clarke. It is amazing. Anyway, I came out of that, and I thought, this is such a powerful tool. And it had just been launched in 1965. This was a year later. And it was so powerful of an idea. This was during the Cold War, and we didn't know what was behind the Berlin Wall or the Great Wall of China, and it was a battle between democracy and communism, and it was, you know, it was a really different time. The 60s were a very volatile time in our, you know, in our society, and I thought, wow, this is something that really could bring people together. This could really reach people around the globe, and you can't stop a satellite signal the way you can a ground signal, like a radio signal or TV signal. You can jam it, but it's not possible to jam the satellites coming from above. So that is really, I thought it was so powerful. So it was an idea that would never let me go, and it was the genesis of my writing my master's thesis. I went to Michigan State as a merit scholar to write my MBA, my graduate degree on satellite technology's potential impact on the communications business. Okay.
So here's the big question. Yeah. And you work now inside out. We're going to talk later with entrepreneurs, and you bring entrepreneurship into major corporations as well. What is the most important thing in bringing vision to fruition?
Well, I think you have to have a certain amount of risk to be able to do that. You have to get into an area where you don't know the answers to the questions and feel comfortable there. I have always, I'm attracted to the unknown. I find it enormously seductive and frightening at the same time. And if you don't have sort of a combination of those things, it's hard to take the leap. It really is. You really got to have a certain amount of that, I think, and it takes that. So whether you're an entrepreneur that comes up with an idea to fill white space, something that doesn't exist, which is something that I personally am attracted to, or you're inside a corporation and you've got to take a risk because it's maybe a risk to your position, whether you're going to succeed within that corporation or not with this innovative idea that you have, you've got to have a management that accepts a certain amount of risk, and every risk is not going to be positive at the end. You have to accept some level of failure. Now, you want some guards around it. You don't want to bet the ranch and go out of business.
So what was the biggest failure you had, and what did you learn from it?
Well, I failed to do certain things that I wanted to do, that's for sure. I had, for example, I was expanding from USA. I did sci-fi channel. I had a deal to buy FNN and turn it into the news, business news channel, which is called CNBC today. I negotiated for a year with that deal. I had it with the Dow Jones for a business news source to have business with. And I was sitting in the conference room in Paramount at that time. They had bought in a position into the company along with Universal and Time Inc. Sitting in the room signing the contract, and Sid Sheinberg, who was the president of Universal at the time, called in, said, "We're out. I just really don't think we're set up to do news, business news, and so forth." I was so angry. I almost went to Patagonia and didn't come back. I was like that, really, really angry. And the guys, Peter Kahn, and the guys from the Wall Street Journal, I don't think they didn't talk to me for like 2 years. We spent so much time negotiating that, and they were really looking forward to launch. And then ultimately, I said to Bob Wright at the time over at NBC, I said, "Just follow me around and pick up the things these people don't want to do. You'll do really well with it, because this will really turn out to be a very profitable network, because you didn't have to send people in troops and all that sort. You're just a desk, you know, in different cities, London, Tokyo, Singapore, Hong Kong, you know, the U.S., so forth." And
let's just talk about the concept of how you change the customer experience in television. And I know, you know, Manila was like a huge piece, but the whole interaction completely changed, as well as the business model, in two core ways.
Well, the key attribute of satellites is that they had, you could distribute them to anywhere and deliver it into a satellite dish, assuming you had visibility from that satellite dish. And so the cable operators, and the time in 1975, when the thriller for Manila, September 30th, that fight was brought live via satellite into Vero Beach, Florida, to demonstrate for the cable industry that satellites could be used for commercial purposes. And you could not have picked a better event to really make a point. Even today, rated the number one heavyweight boxing match of all time. That came by HBO. HBO was my client then. And it happened to be the system owned by Bob Rosencrantz's company, the gentleman I worked for in the cable system. And he said to me, "Kay," he knew what I wanted to do. He knew I wanted to launch these television networks using satellite distribution. And he said, "Kay, tonight your dream comes true."
Wow.
And it did.
What did it feel like when that happened?
Great.
Oh, okay.
Great. The next day, went right to Madison Square Garden and negotiated with Joe Cohen for the sports events from Madison Square Garden. Went on after that, 125 of those events. Went on at Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, all in the 70s. And it was really a vision of making sports available, using satellites, making sports available every single night, live sporting events, and that was before ESPN. And so I really brought all the sports to cable, actually. And it was exhilarating to do something that you had thought about as a student, that you had nurtured in your mind. I worked in the satellite business, I worked in the cable business, I worked in the television business. I just wanted to get the things in my experience level, so when the moment appeared to me, I was ready to go.
You've 1 minute before break, and then we're going to talk about Springboard. It was 1998, and you were brought on the presidential council, and you found out something about women in business. Talk about what that was, and you only have 1 minute, so give an overview.
I saw that all the money pouring over the transom and venture capital in 1998, 1999, $104 billion, no women. I thought, where are the women? Are they out there? Aren't they in technology and sciences that need to raise this kind of money? I think they are. Set out to find them. That's what we did.
And you are about to hear from that during break. What is the website for Springboard, if anyone wants to go?
Yes. SB, that's samboy.co. C-O. SB.co.
And that's, if you are an entrepreneur and you want to find out how to make a ton of money, we're going to hear about unicorns you created and a whole way you're changing the economic balance of America. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Kay Koplevitz, and we talked about USA Networks that you found, and we said, well, that's over $4.5 billion. However, Springboard has already generated $20 billion in value. Talk about some of the accomplishments of what Springboard has done.
Well, Springboard is really a vast human capital network of experts and entrepreneurs. It is not actually, we're not investors in these companies. We bring these companies on board. We actually train them to raise capital and then go out with them to introduce to the right people. So we're the catalyst for them to raise it. We're the bridge for them. And we do a lot of other work with them in their understanding of their businesses, the talent that they have. You know, so it's a really high touch for us, over 800 in 20 years. About 600 are in the technology sector and about 200 in the health sector. And women really moving the needle. So people know companies like iRobot, Constant Contact, Minute Clinic, Zipcar, Viacor. People know companies like this. Those are all women founders, and they are all in our network. And many, many more that have succeeded and sold companies. We have a lot of serial entrepreneurs in the network and a lot of advisors, about 5,000 experts in these different fields who are experts at different levels.
It's a completely different customer experience. Yeah. You are bringing, especially more to women, you are bringing venture capital, which is not happening yet.
Right. And so the value created is the amount of venture capital that has been raised by the companies, which is in over $10
billion. Over $10 billion.
And almost 200 M&A transactions, companies that have sold another over $10 billion, and 20 IPOs.
20 IPOs and several unicorns, too.
Well, we have unicorns. Yes, of course, we do have unicorns. The Real Real is out there. That is one of our companies. That's a unicorn. There's a number of them, actually. The 51 Job of China, about $6 billion market cap on the NASDAQ. That was the first IPO in 2004, actually. So there are many others, and there's others in the pipeline that are still private, like Canva out of Australia, which is a design online design company coming up behind Adobe, I would say. And it's a very worth, you know, currently $3.2 billion, and many others that are over that mark of $1 billion. Some I won't disclose because it's still private, but they're there.
Here's a big thing. Women. So women, what's the problem? What needs to change? It's not a social issue to me, you know, and we've talked before about getting 50 Fortune 500 women. We're only now 33, about to be 32. What's the real, it's an economic issue.
It definitely is. There's a lot of studies. There are a lot of studies out there that show that a very diverse management team produces better results. A diverse board.
11 times.
Well,
right?
According to recent Accenture information, 11 times returns for a more diverse workforce than a company that has not engaged in the in diversity and inclusion path to really open up the inclusionary part of their workforce. And what springboard companies do, when you think about almost 200 of these being acquired, they are bringing in top talent. These women have succeeded in a very competitive environment, and oftentimes with less capital raised. Women deliver 2 times the revenue that men deliver on capital raised. These are real numbers.
Okay, but 2 times, what's the flip side of that? Because we've talked
Well, there
about
is
this.
A flip side of it. Women are raising capital at a discount, and at the early stages, like Series A and so forth, men raise 2 times the capital of women, and we're out to close the gap.
What should CEOs do to change this equation?
Well, CEOs really need to scour the market for the talent that is needed to bring up in the management teams. Let me give you an example and how you can change the sort of the DNA of people who already work for you. We work with certain companies, Lilly is one of them, that the senior women in the C-suite or women that are next up potentially for the C-suite work with our companies, our technology companies that are or are the healthcare, depending on what they want to bring into their company, and work on agility. How do these entrepreneurs, how do they gauge their risk? What do they do? What does their leadership consist of? And they're looking to improve the agility of their senior executives. And at the same time, the senior executives have very valuable information to confer to the technologist or the entrepreneur in how their system works and could they work within their system with what they have. So it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. And it's a very important type of program. So those are some of the things that can be done. When you buy a company as a CEO, and CEOs are, you know, do a lot of M&A, most of them for their companies, really understand the DNA of the company that you're buying. And before you bring them in, understand what the pathway is that you're going to integrate them in a way that keeps them in the company. This is the talent pool that you're bringing in. And so often, I mean, I've been on quite a number of public corporate boards. Every company buys companies. Sometimes they buy them to kill them. But when they intend to keep them and integrate them because they're going to improve their business, they often lose them because they don't have the environment for an entrepreneurial mind to work with in the structure. So this is a pathway that CEOs and people in charge of the integration of acquisitions really have to figure out before they actually pull the trigger on the acquisition. It's very important.
So at Springboard, you brought in $10 billion. Mm-hmm. You're looking to get to $20 billion. What do you need in the future to grow Springboard for that? So you're advising all the entrepreneurs how to grow, and you've had great success. How are you going to do that for your own shoes for the shoemaker? And you have 2 minutes left.
Well, I also am a partner in Springboard Growth Capital, and we invest in growth stage companies, usually over $10 million in revenues, raising a minimum of $20 million in a round, usually a C round and above. And so we do that. But the Springboard itself, our future is going to include also a funding source, so we have to go out and raise that fund to do that. It is also going to be a content producer because we have a lot of content and knowledge about how women lead. And I think that's really important for people to understand the differences of the way we approach problem solving. And that will help within corporations as well.
1 minute left. What advice do you have to women about succeeding?
Clarity of vision. Maniacally focused on what you're trying to deliver. Being resilient because there are lots of setbacks along the way, and really bring your team along. Be open, transparent, and have everybody else in your company own the mission and the way to deliver it. That's really how you get it done. Whether you're a woman or a man, that's how you got to get it done.
And there you have it. Kay, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.